Welcome to Storm Dispatch. This is Scott Kesterson, and this is an unscheduled Saturday special.
This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction. Righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
Good afternoon, Patriots. It's Saturday, and yeah, this is an unscheduled show. I saw a lot of people posting, like, what's going on? Nothing emergency. Just threw a show up here today to kind of bring people up to date on a number of issues. Obviously, with Bards Fest about 4 weeks away, and we've had some changes this week, I felt it was probably a good idea to recap a number of things. We've launched a new coffee brand, which we'll just touch on briefly. And then I want to jump in today to a little bit of a piece that's been floating around and getting more traction called Devolution, which kind of ties some things in together and kind of put things in perspective. There's a lot of news and information and a lot of noise like normal. And on a Saturday when we wanted to be having a little peace, I just thought I'd put some things in a frame that hopefully gets some people thinking a good way and where we're headed and what's going on. So to begin with, Bards Fest, 26th to the 29th of August, as most know, this last week. There are two events, right? I mean, there's two venues, one event, so let's be clear about that. We are 9.5 miles apart from each other. One is at the Family Arena in St. Charles County, Missouri. The other one's in St. Louis County, Missouri, 9.5 miles apart. The indoor Family Arena is a state-of-the-art facility, 7,500 seats. It's going to be both of these, the celebration of Bards Fest is 4 days. And that event schedule is on the website at bardsfest.com, bardsfest.com, or bardsfm.com/bardsfest. The other event's location is called the Powerplex, also known as the Drive-In St. Louis. Both of these events had tickets on sale, and one is being still tickets on sale for the Family Arena are managed by Ticketmaster. The other event space, which is Powerplex or the Drive-In St. Louis, was handled by Eventbrite, with the ticket source Eventbrite. This last week on Wednesday or Thursday, Eventbrite canceled their ticket sales for the event suddenly without notice and refunded the money to everybody, giving the impression as if the event had been canceled, which was an absolute lie. And what actually had happened is that Media Matters launched a hit piece on the event declaring that I'm a QAnon and that there was a QAnon militia that was organizing to put on an event in St. Louis, which of course we know is a lie. This is a revival. This is a revival for the revival of God at the center of our nation. But since Media Matters is run by a bunch of communists, there is obviously a whole bunch of concern about people with the love of God in their heart coming together to celebrate God and country in that order. So what we've done to resolve the problem, to make it very easy, is there's two parts to this. Number one, if you buy a ticket for the Family Arena, and that's going to be our focus on ticket sales, you automatically can use your ticket to go to the other event, 9.5 miles away, which is going to be a different type of event. The indoor arena is a typical type of Patriot rally coming together. It's really geared more towards the adult side of this, okay? It's a sit-down space, assigned seating. There's going to be sermons in the morning each day. There's going to be worship music, and there's going to be great speakers. You can see the list of speakers, everyone from Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Lee Merritt. There's going to be Dr. Andrew Wakefield. You've got Mike Lindell. You have even Shemaine Nugent. They're all going to be at the indoor arena. They're also all going to be at the outdoor space, okay, different times. So what we've done is, instead of making it two events, it's two ticket sales. It's one ticket sale. Now, buy a ticket at the Family Arena, and you automatically get included in the other event. You can use your ticket at the other event, and you can use it however you want. We're not going to limit to a single event, or we were having a whole different tier. That ticket can bring you and your family in together at the other event. So you don't have to worry about buying a family pass or anything like that. Your one ticket over here, it can be used at the other event. The idea of this is simple. We want Patriots at this event, and we don't want to have limitations both by the ticket sales that are trying to take those ticket sales away from our venue. And furthermore, this is a revival, first and foremost. So what we're asking really more than anything is that the Patriots put the word out. And we're going to be sending out emails and newsletters this week to really get people up to speed of what's going on. It took us a couple of days to sort out this sort of little bump in the road. But as all things happen, when evil strikes, you just strike back harder. So the one thing that we've learned and we always know is that the enemy always tries to take away the one thing they think you can't recover from, which is money. Well, we can recover from it, and we are recovering from it very easily. So we're keeping the event going. And just so I'm clear, and we put this out here, if something happens to the Ticketmaster sales at the Family Arena, okay, if Ticketmaster decides suddenly they're going to refund your money and tell you that the event is canceled, unless you see it on our website that it's canceled, this event is going forward. So ignore all this. And I say this because something else surfaced today that was caused a little bit of a panic, and I want to put that tamp that one down as well. There is an event in the UK called Bard with a no S, Bard Fest, B-A-R-D Fest. Ours is Bard's Fest. In fact, I didn't even know about Bard's Fest until we had already named this, launched this, and I had filed for trademark on Bard's Fest. So just so you know, Bard's Fest is ours. Ours to keep forever, because it's going to be a recurring event. But Bard Fest announced today that it had canceled its event until July 2nd, 2022, due to COVID restrictions and fears. Okay, so you can imagine the flurry of nonsense that happened with that one. All of a sudden, it's like, oh no, what's going on? And I really thought when we first saw it that somebody had hacked the site. So I was on the phone trying to sort this out, digging down, figuring out, and all of a sudden I realized that it was a Bard, B-A-R-D, Fest, not B-A-R-D-S, Fest. So this is just nonsense going on here. So, all right, Bard's Fest is a revival. It is God's event. And I'm going to tell you, this week has been it's been kind of a rough week, just with we've got some bands that canceled because they don't like our vax stance. They're afraid to be associated with an event that might get them tagged as anti-vax. I'm really at a zero tolerance right now for anybody that doesn't put in fully on this. I really am. This is like one of these events that is significant in our history. It's significant for what it is, and there's an enormous amount of effort. The one thing I can tell you that's really impressive is that not one speaker has backed down. Not one. In fact, we're getting more speakers every day wanting to be participant in this, which is fantastic. One of our all-stars in all of this from the music side is Brian Kahenic. I just want to put that out there. And his new album, by the way, is going to be released next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, on the Bards FM site exclusively, and I want every one of you to buy a copy. I'm just blunt about it. This man has stepped away from his career at Disney, stepped away from Hollywood, told them to pound sand, and is launching his efforts to support Patriots in his music in a way. He's recorded the album in 432 frequency. He's dedicated a song called Coming Home to this event. Okay, and we're going to be using it in some of the promos. He's given exclusive right for a short period of time for all promos for any of his music to be used. Brian is an amazing guy, all right? So I'm really putting this out here. And we just need to keep the focus on the Patriots that are standing up. And Brian's going to be on the Expedition Cafe show a week from Sunday. And we're going to be talking about his new album a week from tomorrow night. Sorry, a week from tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, by the way, is Zach from Red Pill 78. He's on tomorrow night. And if you'll remember, another great patriot in this is Jennifer Renee Anderson, who has Southern Echoes, who is making all of the 300 pots, the handmade clay pots for the celebration at the beginning, where we're blowing 300 shofars and we're breaking the pots in the tradition of Gideon. So here's the thing, patriots, and I really want to be clear. No one should be prevented from coming to this event by sake of money. And I mean this. I know what my job is right now to steward this. And the team knows what our job is to steward this. And part of that is to make sure that every single person can come. So part of the other announcement I want to be clear is this. We have set aside 500 tickets every day at the arena for anybody that can't afford it. And if I need to get more tickets because people can't afford it, we'll find them. I just gave Zach 25 tickets over on Red Pill 78 to give away, and we're going to be putting out tickets for other people to get. But if you can't afford a ticket and you want to come, just send us an email. All right, it's that simple. We'll get you hooked up. I'm not going to sit back and have people tell me they can't come because of money. We'll figure it out. If you need rides, I'm putting this on Patriots to start coordinating. This is a revival. It is God's event to bring patriots that love God and Christ to bring them together. And if we don't do this, this is a significant opportunity to come together and really show our strength in what we are for country and God. And the other way around, really, in God and country. So we have tickets set aside for people that can't afford. We've set the ticket prices to be as affordable as we can manage, and there's a lot in there. I mean, this is unlimited, really. You come here, the highest price ticket on there is $100. The average ticket price is $40. You buy a ticket over at the family arena, you get access over to the other event space. Okay, so we're driving ticket sales at the family arena and the other one, the Powerplex. And the Powerplex is an amazing venue. We're going to have vendors there. We have activities for families. We have daycare set up for families. We have an outdoor kind of carnival environment, and we've got a full outdoor stage and concerts and speakers going on there as well. So it's it's two similar events, but the outdoor, the facility, which is called the Powerplex, which is both indoor and outdoor, is geared towards bringing the families together, where you can bring the kids. We just haven't had Patriot events, especially revival-based Patriot events, that can include the children. And this is so important. So we want families to come. If all you want to do is go over there to that side, later this week, we're going to have that ticket to be able to acquire on our website. We're doing it ourselves. We're not going through some Ticketmaster Hub nonsense. And all we're going to say is if you feel compelled to give a donation, then donate what you think it's worth. Okay? That's how we're doing this. And so this is really just trying to get more patriots involved. And I really think it's important that we simply get this out here to get patriots to come. All right. There's so much talk in the wrong ways about, I even had a call the other day, like, how much money are you making on this event? I said, I have no clue. Okay. Whatever God provides in this event that is made, I want you to understand something as well. We have ministries that we're going to be doing this year, county by county. We have a new recording studio we're launching for patriots to try to provide a new avenue for patriots to unknown bands to become able to record and work with one of the greatest audio engineers in the world. And I'm not kidding. That's Brian Kahenik. I've already set up the whole mobile studio so we can take and go to people to record. That's been a huge investment of about $20,000 just to set up a mobile kit that we can go and record people on location. So Patriots, there's so many things that we're doing. And so I'm saying this because the Media Matters thing is a beginning of a lot of media hits that are coming. And I'm tired of dealing with it. And I don't want to hear, you know, if the Patriots will start their nonsense. We've had some Patriots pull out of this, kind of suggesting that somehow we didn't know what we were doing. That's nonsense. Okay. What I can tell you is that this is the stances that we have. And I can tell you that every one of these stances is causing problems with a few people. All right. One is we are anti-vax. Bottom line, that's a zero tolerance issue. Okay. And I will guarantee you that if you're hearing about a band that says the way we decided not to play there, if they were offered a place and they didn't come to that event, it was because of that topic right there, because we've already run into it every single place. There have been a couple of Patriots that have pulled out of this event. All right. And I'm suspicious of one of two things of what's driven them. But one of them is probably the vax issue. And the other one is or either that or it's the fact that this is a powerful spiritual revival. So at the same time, what I want you to hear is this, is that we've had amazing people stand up to come here. All of our speakers have come. We're actually getting more, and we're trying to find room for more that are coming in, literally. And these are all God-based, God-centered, anti-vax, pro-country, with Jesus in their heart, okay? And like I told you, Zach at Red Pill 78 is coming. It's exciting to have him. He's one of the trench-fighting patriots is coming to speak. So we've got a great list of speakers coming, and I'm super excited about what we have, and I just want you to understand a lot about that event. And we're pushing forward. There is nobody that's going to stop us. Nobody's going to put a derailment on this, and it's just continuing forward. So as I always say, keep your head up and your eyes forward, right? Because this is where we go. We're following God's lead on this fearlessly as we move forward, okay? Other quick piece of bit here. I spent a lot of time on the topic. The coffee we are doing is a different, remember, it's not just coffee. This is a health-based coffee that we launched last night. It's a great product. I've been working with Dr. Eric Naputi. It's a fantastic product. It's a different product, keep in mind. And it's designed to build your gut health and increase your immunity over time. Okay, this is a whole different approach that I'm working with Eric on to bring in a whole supplement line with this coffee designed to build up the whole body health system as another option to stepping away from the crazy medical world. He uses the same products with his clinics and his people. He advocates for it. We've been able to get the opportunity to brand it under our label, which is fantastic, with a proprietary mixture that they did at the labs. So I encourage you to check that out. That's on the website. Okay. Now, the last little piece I want to touch on today is an article. It's a piece that's been floating around. It's called Devolution. And it really ties into all the craziness that we see right now. What we are witnessing in this time in our country, and everything right now is about trying to take away rights. But you'll notice how very little has much staying power. The door knocking effort of the brown shirt Nazi mask checkers, vaccine checkers that were going door to door. You notice how quickly that died out. You notice how there's so much lip service given by this Biden administration and how that hardly has any traction. They'll get a governor here to do something and then it kind of dies out. They'll get a few people to do something here and then it dies out. The extent of their threats and policies are happening through agencies in the government that have become taken over by leftist insurgents. So really make sure you're looking at the optics of our country through the idea of what agencies and what people have aligned with the leftist organizations. Now I've taken a very harsh stance on this lately because all Americans are now responsible for the state of this nation. And frankly, let's hope that I don't get in a position for their sake of power, because I'll tell you, and I'll go on record and say this, if I get in a position where I can influence the things I want at some point, anybody that has promoted this vax, anybody that has taken this vax and turned their back on this nation is going to lose their citizenship. End of story. This is the type of mentality we have to get to because we're at a state of war. But that said, this is what we are hearing about. And it was a series that was put out by one of the researchers. And it was put up today. It hit the kind of the media today with the spotlight by Dave at X22 Report. A very good interview on the concept of devolution. Okay, devolution is a continuity of government model that he's researched. He's referred to as devolution. Now, I can tell you that there are continuity of government models for such a time as this, when an insurgent group funded by and run by foreign governments has taken and seized control of our government. And this continuity of government model is set in place to ensure that in one way or another, the people of the United States are protected. But it's not like you think, okay? When I say that, it's not like the whole military is activated, because that's kind of the impression people have had. Devolution is very probably what we're witnessing right now, without saying it for certain. But essentially what devolution did was, in the last days of the Trump administration, President Trump initiated a series of events that initiated a continuity of government model, because the military knew, probably using the assets of Space Force, they knew that the hack had occurred. The hack was driven in part by Chinese hackers and a Chinese hacker group, in addition to MI5, Italy, the Vatican, a few other crazy players, probably Canada was involved. Pretty much all of the people that claimed to be our allies stuck us in the back, okay? And right at the center of it was the United Kingdom. And that's one thing that we can never forget, because Mother England did a nice service again of trying to ruin our country that they've always tried to get back. So devolution was part of the, when they set up with Miller and then Ezra Cohen Watnick, you notice what Ezra Cohen Watnick represented was a new branch of military, and the branch was Special Operations Command. It's very important to grasp that, because that command used to be subordinate to the military, to the Army specifically. Now it has its own place at the table of the Joint Staff. And in doing that, President Trump was able to ensure a few things through a Special Operation Core group. Very likely was able to secure the football, which the military has, because they are very aware that this was an insurgent group within government. And the military then be able to take and secure the presidency through President Trump, knowing that this new administration was going to take command with a very active, very vocal, and very well-organized leftist insurgency that controlled the legal system, that has controlled the voting system, that has controlled the education system, that controls and is run by the pharmaceutical industry, and has been controlled by tech, or is funded by tech, and also controls the media. When you own and control that much of the networks of systems, you have a dominant, you own the dominant ground in the United States. And I say all this because there has to be a realization that comes into play, and all this will link back to Bard's Fest at the end to really get this in perspective. When you initiate devolution, or whatever that is called, for the sake of conversation, we're calling it devolution, you have to understand what that means. That means that we are on the last stand of this nation. It means that the fight of taking, of the popular fight, the public fight, was lost. There's a lot of this nonsense is going around here that, oh, President Trump decided to do this to show the public what how bad it is. That's garbage. You don't get to initiate a devolution or a continuity of government model like this at this point of extremism when you're just to show the public something. So that sort of nonsense that goes out here is just, it's like hopium. And we don't need hopium. We need truth. The State of the Union is in crisis. And when you go into a devolution model, what has happened is that you have lost the high ground of control in the government, and it means that your insurgents have taken over control in the most important terrain of all things. It's the perception of truth. And you have to step back from the fight, and you have to begin working from the flanks. A couple other things are guaranteed in this devolution or any sort of continuity of government model like this. Strategic assets are secured. That means you maintain strategic control over your space assets, your land assets, your air assets, your sea assets, your nuclear assets, your cyber aspects. All of these strategic command assets remain control and out of the control of the insurgent government. That also means that the world has been informed through various channels that if any sort of action is made towards the United States, that they will be dealt with lethal and deadly force. There will be a zero tolerance. So in sort of like we're at the edge of literally the nuclear forces are sitting on a go ready at this point in time. key forces are put on a go ready at this point in time. And a lot of this fight is probably going on in the cyber world anyway, as well as a covert world. There's other things that can happen into this, and I don't know whether these have been initiated, but I can tell you that they are likely to have been initiated. There are certain issues that go on domestic soil, meaning that any threats that are identified on domestic soil can be targeted and lethally removed. So this is kind of the state of the union of where we are right now. But the key part of devolution is this. They cannot win unless the people make a stand with them. The military is dealing now with a counterinsurgency move against the insurgency. And the most important part of all of this is that we, the people, are going to stand, have to make a decision where we stand. These COVID idiots that are walking around out here with masks and following the Biden administration, in my terms, and I'm very simple, they're traitors. They have made a decision to side with a treasonous government. They've made a decision to decide to make a blind choice. And anybody right now that doesn't have their heart 100% in fighting for this union is trying to line their pockets with money, trying to build their businesses, expand their footprint, trying to give you all sorts of excuses. They better have their heart 100% in this fight. I have no problem with people making money and using it for this fight. I have no problem with people trying to expand their footprint for the sake of the Patriots at all. But I'm telling you right now, profiteering and other things for personal motives, that's a treasonous act as far as I'm concerned. We are in the fight for the Union right now, the fight for the Republic. And you either put God and country first in that order, or you shouldn't, you're just part of the other side. And this gets very complicated because everybody's trying still. There's too many Americans that are trying still to go back to normal. This isn't normal. There will never be a normal. Under this administration, there will never be a normal. The new normal in this administration is exactly the nonsense you're seeing. You can have a little bit of freedom, we're going to take it away. You can have a little bit here, but we're going to take it away. If you don't abide by the shot, we're going to take it away. And then if you take the shot, we're still going to take it away. It is about complete and total totalitarian control. The objective of this insurgency is not to promote the United States, but in the end to destroy it from within. And to destroy it so sufficiently, so effectively, that it can never again rise. But they don't have enough high ground to control everything yet. And that's why they're floundering. That's also why they're talking so much about 2022. That's why you're seeing the mask mandates starting to come back in. That's why you're seeing about mandatory injections. Because I guarantee you, one of the things they plan to do is they plan to use the COVID pass as your vax ID as a way to get access to voting. You watch. And people will refuse to do that, so they will offer you the other thing, which is mail-in voting, so they can oversaturate again the mail-in ballot. They are after destroying the system 100%. So where does that put us? And where it puts us is this. One, quit living in a la-la land. There isn't going to be the cavalry on the white horses running in to save the day, not until the people stand up and can be strong. We are dealing with deeply corrupted systems in our government that ultimately we cannot fix a system that is this broken. We right now have to make our stand as the people, and we have to work in local areas to constantly be working to awaken people. Our mission is primary and first and foremost, as our country is designed. We have to get people back into the focus of God and faith. That's primal. If we don't do that, all this other stuff is not going to make any difference. And look at what they announced today. They announced today that the father of Khizr Khan, who is a Muslim, is now going to take charge of religious freedom. That translates to, we will give you homelands as Christians if you want them to survive, but everyone else will become Muslim or you will not be part of society. That's how the Muslim religion is. They are not inclusive, they are exclusive. And they do it all over the world. In Afghanistan, they have a Christian community, but it is sequestered. It is contained within an area and is completely depressed. They do this intentionally. So where we are right now as a country is we are on the cusp of a major, major significant fight ahead of us, and it's not going to get easier. And people have to commit their headspace into the reality that we are at war. I mean, one of the things that came up, and I'm not, I like Dave a lot at X22 Report, but to ask this question, are we at war, even in a rhetorical sense, is just, I almost started laughing, and he did on the interview. What do you mean, are we at war? We've been at war. We've been at war since 2015. And when President Trump took office in 2016, we were officially at war. And the left made it clear we were at war. And we haven't stopped. So it's important that we get that message out, that we are at war, and the war is being waged against the people through this fake pandemic, this new Delta fake variant. And the problem is nobody wants to engage this. And you'll see it. There'll be people even like, I don't really want to touch that because it's too divisive. I'll touch it. It's a damn lie. It's a bio warfare going on against the people using information warfare to confuse the topic so that you don't know what to do. But the consequences of this are significant. The bigger agenda here is being driven by a higher order of power that we don't even know what echelon of power it's coming from at this point in time. But what we do know is that the big pharma and pharmaceutical companies have engineered a coup to put this injection into the hands of maniacal crazies that are trying to force it into the people to that will ultimately lead to some sort of mandatory enslavement via this injection. Whether it's digital tagging, whether it's the mRNA that can be updated digitally or by frequency, whether it's the spike protein that now modifies your way your immune system works, that now makes you dependent on future vaccines, whether it's the all the nanotech that's in there that allows them to literally engineer the way that you, your emotions feel, all of these things are real. And this vaccine, quote unquote, this bioweapon, is part of another tier of their fight. So we're faced with a number of very critical warfare, war domains within our local communities that we have to fight and conquer. And those include the vote integrity. We have to get election. We have to get elected officials back to understanding what their role is in the Constitution or holding them accountable for violating their oath to the Constitution. And we have to defeat these attempts to try to mandate any sort of injection while we maintain the information warfare to awaken people to what's really there. But all of that umbrella can be solved with one singular focus if we are successful. And that is bringing the strength of God back in the center of our lives. Because through that faith, we remove one of the primal control elements that this deep state uses, which is fear. They use fear as the weapon of war to control the masses. And if we can take fear away, we literally will diminish their control so radically that they cannot recover. And it has to be there. We have to let go of fear of finances. We have to get rid of fear of job. We fear of all these things that we keep having fears for, because everything they're doing, if you watch it, is to try to force you into compliance using your fear. Disney and Walmart today announced that they were going to mandate the vaccine, i.e. the bioweapon injection, into every single person. They had 60 days now to comply. That translates to something very simple. That means what they're doing is they're giving you the fear of not having a job and making you make a choice between your job and the injection. There are 6 million people this weekend that are now facing being booted out of their homes because there's no more protection for them from their inability to pay rent because they haven't been able to get work. So you can see how they're engineering this. They're squeezing every single person that they can to force them to do one thing, take that injection. And with that injection will come something that will seem like a magical promise. Take the injection and we'll give you a magical amount of money called a UBI, a universal basic income. It'll come in many different forms, a stimulus package, an extension of your benefits for unemployment. All of this is designed to create 100% dependency on a centralized system, to break the back of small business and to create the control and monopoly of the mega corporations. They fear what this country is about. And this country has been absolutely targeted for the sake of our independence and the strength that we have as individuals. So in the end, this is where it comes down in today's talk. Bard's Fest is a central point where we are coming together as patriots under the banner of Christ Jesus, our Lord, and in our love of God. It is a place where we must stand together in the unity, using those weapons of war that God has given us. The primary weapon of war is prayer and the singing of Him, the celebration of Him. We don't do that enough. And the problem is that when we think of warfare, we always think always of the negative, which is what the deep state wants. They want us to think in terms of the sword of steel, in terms of the musket, in terms of the bloodshed that will occur. What we never account for is the victory of the Lord through His power of glory of agape love. And we have to empower that. And Bard's Fest is built centrally around that. So I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning. We must, under all circumstances, get as many patriots there. And there should be no limitation to them coming. That requires an enormous amount of faith for some. What I can tell you is any issue about ticketing will be overcome. There are tickets there for everybody. There are two venues. Everybody can attend. We want families there. We want patriots there. We want young and old there. And we need to bring this assembly of people together to celebrate the love of God and the love of this nation. That's our primary focus here. This is a revival of the strength of God at the center point of our nation. And that is what we are targeting to do. So all of this other stuff that is working on the fringe, this devolution, the corruption in our government that's being openly seen, the tyranny that is rising up to suppress people, the threat of fear of this fake pandemic, all of these things that they're doing to wage war on us is a domain of battle that cannot succeed unless we, the people, begin a reset. And that reset has to go back to the fundamentals of the way our nation was constructed. And what are those fundamentals? It is built first and foremost on the structure of moral law. That above all things, we have unalienable rights given to us by our Creator. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those rights cannot be taken away by any tyrant. And yet, we've seen how easily they can be taken away with the fear given to people by this injection, or the lack of injection in this rise of this fake pandemic. When we live and work with God in our hearts, none of that would have ever had a chance if we had been a nation truly living in God we trust. That would have never taken any traction because we would have turned to our faith and prayer first and realized that what was being put upon us was a lie. God would have given us the wisdom as He does and the discernment to be able to separate the nonsense from the truth. But fear is not only a liar, fear is a control of the way we think and act. And since so many people are walking in a me culture separated from God, too many people are at a place right now where fear takes hold and holds them captive. Our greatest mission before us is to free those captive of fear, to release them, and to get them to walk into the love of God and the wings of God, to be able to humble themselves before Him and truly understand what it is to live a life without fear and truly love a love that only He can give. When we can accomplish that, and that is our primary ground mission at this point in time, if we accomplish that, this tyranny, this deep state ceases to have any sort of hold on people. And it will begin to crumble. It will probably get more crazy, but that's okay. But it has no hold. And right now, until we can break that hold, all of these other things that we're doing are good moves on the board, but they aren't going to win the game and win this fight without the strength in God behind us. So on this Saturday, just take that to heart, that we have so much each one of us has to do. It doesn't matter the size of your platform. It matters where you are in life and what God is calling you to do. That is the most important thing. And ultimately, this fight is won one person at a time. As Christ showed us when He did His walk, it was a person at a time that made the greatest difference in the end of the day. And that's what each one of us has to do. So stay true to that. Don't forget that every day, set an objective of touching one person. And as we do that, each one of us, whether it's, if there's 10,000 of us, that's the true sense of Gideon's army, whether it's 300, 3,000, 30,000, or 300,000, whatever that true sense of the Gideon's army is, if each one of us touches one person a day, that we just doubled the size of our army. And if each person touches another person a day, we've just doubled it again. And it continues to go in a growth that's absolutely exponential. It won't take long before we continually take this nation back. If we took 80 million Trump supporters and every single Trump supporter found somebody to pray with each day that was not a Trump supporter, do you realize that in a matter of 5 days, we would have touched every single person in this nation? This is how powerful prayer is. So, we have a long ways to go, but we have to work with the power that we have, and we have to work it effectively. If you think about the virus that has managed to spread through people's minds, we have a countervirus. It's called faith. And if we spread that with as much aggression and as much focus as God can give us through prayer and the touching of people each day, the touching of hearts and minds each day, our countervirus will defeat their virus in a matter of days and free a nation. It is the virus of faith. And what a glorious virus that is that God gave us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we came together and we come together each day. And on this day, Lord, let us take time to reflect, to praise you, to worship you, and to love and to give you all of our love as we must in this time. Lord, we are grateful for all that you give, the protection you provide, the guidance you give, the wisdom you give to each one of us. Lord, we ask that you'll guide us and protect us. Keep our eyes clear. Keep our ears open. Let us hear and see what the world really is and give us the power of words and communication as is needed to lead the few, to lead the many, to lead whatever number you put before us, to awaken those that are in darkness, to bring them over to the light and to disrupt this control, this matrix of control of fear. Let us free those from fear and the bondages of fear to bring them to the light and the love of Christ. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So again, patriots, remember a couple of things. Number one, Bard's Fest. Buy the tickets at the family arena. Automatically, we have the family venue is open to everybody. That's how we want it. Everybody will get access. If you can't afford a ticket, we'll take care of it. That's just the way it is. All right? We will gladly accept any donations that you would like to give to help support this. This is a patriot-driven event, and I will tell you right now, so far all of this has been funded out of whatever revenues I've been able to generate. Okay? So this is intended to be a God event, and it will be, done so in His glory. Next, don't forget about trying from a health point of view and an enjoyment point of view. There's a great coffee out on the website right now. bardsfm.com/coffee. Check it out. It's great. And if you haven't heard the interview with Dr. Eric Naputi from last night, check that out as well. It's a great discussion as to what that product is. Finally, our fight is daily and our fight is centered on God. And it's centered on prayer and the touching of many people's hearts. We win that domain. We destroy the enemy of fear. And when we destroy the enemy of fear, we free the many from the darkness. That is our domain of fight. And no matter what form it takes, whether it's online, physical, it doesn't matter. That is where we fight, and that's what we engage every day. And if we can defeat that enemy, we reset this nation. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. We have a lot ahead of us, a really hard stride to get into this and a climb that's going to be immense. But what's going to happen is we're going to win this because the heart of the patriot never gives in. We are really a remnant. We are a bigger remnant than the Gideon army, but we are nonetheless a remnant. And like Gideon's army, God needs those selected few that can stand and continue to fight to lead the many. So let us lead that. Through prayer, we connect with God. He gives us our strength in all that we do. And we connect with one another. And God will never forsake us. He is always with us. And in the end, God will always win. So I'll see you tonight for Fishers of Men. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push, we climb, we never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray, we stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.